State GOP Chairman Rick Graber lists five Republicans who he says seem to have the greatest interest in pursuing a run against Senator Feingold. Graber mentions State Senator Bob Welch, Dodge County businessperson Tim Michaels, Waukesha County Executive Dan Finley, college professor Van Mobley, and former Congressmember Mark Newman. Newman last week refused to completely rule out a 2004 race. Graber says others are also considering a bid, although he believes former Governor Tommy Thompson and Wisconsin's current House members will not take on Feingold. In some states, 2004 Senate campaigns have formally begun, but Graber says no one in Wisconsin needs to formally announce just yet.
You talk to me 6 weeks from now or 2 months from now, it will begin to be important, particularly for those candidates that have to raise the dollars to get there on their own to begin that process. It's expensive.
UW-Madison political scientist Don Kettle agrees the Republicans don't need firm Senate candidates just yet. Mark Newman did not formally announce his 1998 run against Feingold until October of 97 and came within 40,000 votes of the Democrat. But Kettle says the GOP is looking.
The Republican Party in Washington's looking hard, trying to identify some candidates, perhaps one in particular who might be able to both raise a lot of money and also achieve name recognition and give Feingold a good race.
Kettle and Rick Graber agree that Republican candidates will try to portray Senator Feingold as out of the mainstream with the rest of Wisconsin. But Kettle notes that Feingold will fight back with the message that he's been a strong and effective voice for the state and is a maverick with integrity. Kettle says Republicans run a risk in November 2004 if they've nominated someone who is too far to the right. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.